Alex Kane, David McCann, the political commentators waiting for us. What does this opposition mean to real people on the ground? David McCann first.
Well, I think what opposition will fundamentally mean is that hopefully we will start to see some alternative ideas. Obviously, for the last 10 years in particular, the UUP and the SDLP have been in particular electoral decline. This, given the fact we're 3 years away from any other electoral test, will hopefully give the UUP and the SDLP the space to properly rethink just what they're about. Why are they in politics? What do they hope to achieve? Because the problem is, Stephen, most parties will tell you, in the Dáil or anyone in the House of Commons, when you lose government or when you leave government, it's really those years in opposition that you use to really refresh and reshape your and rehone your focus. So the problem for the SDLP and the UUP has really been that they haven't been able to do that because they've been constantly tied to the executive. So I think that what the general public will begin to see, hopefully, is a real alternative to the DUP Sinn Féin-led executive.
Do you agree, Alex?
Yes, I think that's substantially right. I think the important thing to remember about this, Stephen, it's the historical context as well. We have never had this in the almost century-long history of Northern Ireland. We have never, ever had a cross-community opposition or alternative to government. We've never had a situation where if people are genuinely not happy with a two-party government, they have an alternative to it. But I have to say this, and I think it's going to be key to this. If the SDLP and UUP do not work this together, if they do not jointly offer themselves as a credible alternative to Sinn Féin, DUP and their dysfunctionality, they will be screwed at the next election. And the other thing I think, which is really worth mentioning about the existence of the opposition, it actually puts it up to Sinn Féin and the DUP. I think it's really good. They can't hide anywhere. They're going to have to make decisions. They can't have this nonsense where they're, you know, blaming each other's ministers. They too are going to have to stand collectively and credibly. And when the next election comes along, they have to be able to say, look what we've delivered in the past 5 years. Judge our record by what the opposition have done. That is crucially important because the other thing as well, Stephen, it changes the dynamics. And I think and I hope, I really do hope, that people across Northern Ireland who've switched off and disengaged might actually start thinking, wow, we're getting real debates, unless we're getting choices.
Yeah, but a lot That's of excitable good. Talk about opposition, but how can that work with our system of government? All the main parties are entitled here to seats in government, so you can't have an opposition being voted in and a government being voted out. You can't graft a different political system, a different government system onto ours, can you?
You can, actually. That's an interesting thing, Stephen, because people said, you know, you and I have had this conversation for well over 10 years. I've been banging on about opposition and the need for it. It does change the dynamics, Stephen. Completely changes the dynamics because we were told, oh, we can't, it's not possible to even have an executive which doesn't include Alliance, the SDLP and UUP. Well, it looks like two of those parties are definitely not. Alliance may still have to have a call to make on that one. But it means that depending how these two work, depending how the opposition works, how the Sinn Féin and the DUP work, we now have an example where parties can sit out. So maybe next time round, if the DUP and Sinn Féin get into trouble, their mandate goes down, their votes go down, they may be in a position where people say, well, actually, guys, you haven't the mandate to stay in government. We now have an example where parties said, we listened to the electorate, we didn't get a mandate for what we wanted to do, we took the obvious choice. So, yeah, I think something has been set in place that didn't exist 3 weeks ago.
OK, Alex and David, thank you very much. Indeed. Why have we spent the last hour and 10 minutes? It's a long time in this show for one subject because this is important, big time important. An opposition in Stormont. Let's just remind ourselves how this all unfolded yesterday.